Succession number 10086, reel number 3.
Captain Ashcroft, reel 3.
As, of course, it's commonly known, the plans of mice and men often gun agley. And unfortunately, this is one of the occasions where we had done. As we approached the beach, as previously stated, we ran into mortar fire, machine gun fire. The gunfire from presumably self-propelled artillery or artillery they had previously placed to enfilade the beach some way inside of a seawall. We were expecting, but of course we weren't anticipating in any way whatsoever having to go through these beach defences of the steel stakes, pointed ones driven in at an angle to prevent ships coming onto the beach, the actual mines buried in the beach, and then the hastily prepared defences they'd rigged of scaffold poles, railway lines with limpet mines on top of them, and in other cases of 75mm shells rapidly wired onto the stakes. And they were one of the biggest problems we had to face. Also, of course, the minor landing craft carrying the troops themselves. That's why we made a causeway for them for as long as we could do.
How long did it take for your tanks and men to disembark?
The training that we'd had with the army, I say they're all off within a maximum of 7 minutes. Then we went ahead to the shallower ground where we could unload the Miranda and the two jeeps in the shallow water.
How far away was the shallower water?
Oh, we had only gone ahead about a couple of hundred feet at the most.
When you got to the beach, was the beach strewn with bodies and wreckage?
Not much wreckage. Was not much had landed there up to that time, but the few assault landing craft that had gone in, most of them had blown up on the beach defences there. So it was quite a bit of a shambles on the beach.
Were there bodies floating in the water?
Quite a few, yes, quite a number in the water. As, of course, most of the troops have been wearing life jackets.
Once the disembarkation had taken place, you said that you went to have a look at the pillbox. Is that what you did next?
Yes, once we got organised for the assault landing craft to come alongside and transfer the troops aboard of us and onto the beach. While we were doing that, I nipped up smartly to have a look at the pillbox.
What did you do afterwards?
Came back aboard, and when there was a lull in the assault craft, we drove down with the bow door down, pushing away as many of the stakes and mines we could to clear the area. And then, during the beaching, one of the other tank landing craft had come over top of our kedge anchor that we used to heave ourselves off with. So we had to cut our kedge anchor clear. We came away from the beach, came off, went alongside a destroyer laying off the beach that had been bombarding up until then, and they took our wounded and injured off, having a sick bay where we could accommodate them. And we set sail back to the UK to proceed to Southampton and load up again for the build-up.
So how long had you been in Normandy waters altogether, do you think?
Well, on the beach itself, I suppose we're about 3/4 of an hour, maximum.
And how long did you take pushing down the stakes from the mines?
About 20 minutes, I think.
How many stakes do you think you pushed down?
Oh, no idea.
Dozens?
Oh, yes, easily. They were in approximately 3-4 lines up along the beach. And you had the, what do we call these things? Not octopuses. I can't think of the name now, but they were railway lines in the main, or girders. They were welded together in crosses so that no matter what angle they were at, they pointed out or back. I just can't think of the name of them now. I ought to be able to remember that one.
Like tank obstacles?
Yes, yes, that type of thing. Of course, not driven into the beach to some extent. The name is something like octopus.
Not spiders?
No, I'm sure it wasn't spiders.
Anyway,
those, and then you had railway lines or scaffolding that had been driven in that had the mines wired on top of them, or in other cases, I say, with 75mm shells wired onto them, and those caps set on contact. Arnott, where did you want me to start?